Rave Radio. With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary K.
Hey everyone, welcome to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves video cast, where we're talking about the key manufacturers who you need to make sure you go by and see at Infocom. And today's no exception. Logitech is one of those companies that not only won a number of Reader's Choice Awards ahead of the show, which they will soon find out about, but also I'm joined with Nathan Catino, who is the Director of Business Strategy for Logitech. How are you doing, Nathan?
Good. Thanks for having me on again. It's been a while, at least a couple months, right, since ISC, since we saw each other.
That's true. It seems like we're seeing each other a lot, and it's because you have a lot of new products. You have a lot going on in your company. First off, you don't even know the awards you won, but you're about to find out you won the most awards ever awarded at one time in our entire 13-year history of the Reader's Choice Awards. So congratulations.
Wow.
But you introduced two new products just last week, Meetup 2, and I wrote the article about that. That's going to be a hit. I mean, obviously with the brand Meetup already, it's going to be a factor in the industry, but tell us about Meetup 2 and what the difference is and why you added the number 2.
Sure. So Meetup has been around about 8 years. When we built it, we had this inkling that video conferencing had to be simpler, I should say, right? There were these really, really expensive systems that were out there. And we were like, we can do this better. We know webcams. We need something that's defined for a huddle room. And the Meetup has taken the market by storm, right? I don't know if we expected this kind of success, but with over 1 million units now shipped, it's definitely probably the most successful video bar on the planet. I don't know if we can actually literally say that, but I'm going to say it because I know the numbers. But for the Meetup 2, we basically decided to go back and build upon all the things that needed to be refreshed. Like, there were a lot of things that need to be refreshed. And the Meetup 2 is just a beautiful device. It's just fantastically built. Made with PCR plastic, so it's a sustainable product. And as you can imagine, better audio, better video. It has smart framing. It can be remotely managed. It's got cable management. We have brought a device that needed to be simple 8 years ago to the fact that now the market just demands more. They want smart framing. They want centralized management, because when you have 1 million of these, the predecessor of this one out there, you need to be able to scale it properly. And we can do that with Meetup 2. So there's just a lot that's packed into Meetup 2, and people are going to love it because it's not just a huddled room camera. It can be used with a PC for a full-fledged MTR solution or a Zoom Room solution or a Google Meet solution. So there's just so many different uses for it. And because it's really well-priced and, again, it can do a lot of different things and self-managed and managed out of the box, people are going to use it. And we know it's going to take the market by storm again. I don't know if it's another 1 million units necessarily. We'd sure like to think that, Gary. But we'll see.
You have a built-in audience with there's going to be a lot of people upgrading. But you have a couple of things there that you kind of skipped over really quick, which I think are really important. And one of the reasons why to go by the Logitech booth at Infocom, which, by the way, you're in the central hall in booth 5365. One is the sustainability factor, and I think you skipped over that really quickly. That's been a big march for Logitech for years now, and I don't remember the numbers, but it's like 67% of the product is recycled, and there's no virgin plastic in this product or something like that. I mean, there's some significant data there.
Yeah, it's 62% of the product is actually made with recycled plastic. There is some low carbon aluminum in there. There's recycled packaging. So we use FSC certified packaging. Obviously, the company is carbon neutral as well. So you're right. Sustainability has been a huge positive change for Logitech. We've been working on it for quite a while. This is not something we decided to wake up on January 1.
Well, you also made your sustainability. I apologize to interrupt, but I think this is big news too. You made your sustainability efforts public, meaning you actually said, hey, we're not going to keep it secret how we're doing this. We're opening it up to anyone and everyone, including our competition or anybody who's not even in our industry, use the methodology we're using.
That is exactly right. So on our website, we've even kind of talked about this, and we announced this in Spain at ISC 24, along with the announcement of bringing our entire CollabOS products all up to speed in terms of having recycled products or recycled plastics in them. But yeah, you can email sustainability@logitech.com if you want, if you're a manufacturer in consumer electronics, or yes, even a competitor that want to gain some access to our best practices as to how we built our sustainable practice. We're willing to share it because, Gary, we can't do it alone, right? If we do it, we're the only manufacturer, you know, probably a handful of them doing it. We want the world to do it as well, because that's the only way we combat climate change.
I agree with you, and I think it's admirable. So that, obviously that's not the only thing you're going to have at Infocom. You've got some other new announcements. Let's talk about those, because with 800 manufacturers exhibiting at the show, they're going to only choose between 30 to 50 they're going to be able to go by and see. So let's pitch some of the stuff that you're going to talk about at the show.
Sure. So, you know, obviously CollabOS, the operating system that runs on Meetup 2 and Rally Bar Mini, Rally Bar Huddle, Roommate, and there's a bunch of them now. It all had a massive impact when we upgraded to 1.12. It's got a plethora of new features. We can kind of go over it all here. However, if you're at Infocom, please stop by the booth, because we can walk you through all the different experiences we're building. One additional announcement we had a couple of weeks ago was that we were now getting into room booking space. We've been in the desk booking space for about a year. But Gary, one of the problems is, like, you know, we have this great app. You can find your desk, you can book it. If you want to sit next to someone, your favorite coworker, you can do that through the app. You don't have to call anyone anymore. You don't have to, like, open up your email and email someone. You don't have to call someone at the front desk to see if it's available. You can do it by yourself. And you can, you know, basically sit with your folks that you want. But what about rooms, right? When you go to the office, you also want to book a conference room. So we did that for the simplicity from the same app, same end user experience. Now you can go in, you can choose your room, you can book your room, you can choose a desk, you can book your desk, and then you can invite your folks to that meeting. Now, keep in mind, we realize that there's competition in this market, right? And we don't want to break the user experience. So our advice to everyone is, if you are settled on Microsoft or on Zoom, and you already have your platform, please keep using it, because you want the end user to be, well, you want them to find things easily. You don't want to frustrate them by showing them one app for something and one app for something else. So that's what the power of booking platforms is. If you have a customer, or if a customer has an environment where they have some BYOD rooms, they have some MTRs, they have some Zoom rooms, I think a solution like ours is a slam dunk, because you can do that. You can now book for the desk and for the room. And it's going to do so many different things, like auto booking, auto release. And there's just a plethora of things that we're working on that we will have in the platform. And it is all bundled in with our premium services offering, Sync and Select. So Select is our premium, Essential is our new tier. So again, lots to learn. Please, if you're out there, come by our booth. We'll be happy to walk you through all these different changes and offerings that we have.
And reminder, in the Central Hall and booth 5365, Nathan, I really appreciate you doing this. Did we leave anything out? I know you have a lot of small things going on at Infocom. You're going to want to stop by the booth and see. And also, I would encourage you to go by and see a demonstration of how you're using AI with Sight and with a lot of the other products, because I think that is unique. And I think you're leading the way there with some of the efforts that you're doing.
And more importantly, smart switching is now available on site in beta. So you can go download it, install it. And our customers have been waiting for a while, and it has been a long road, but now we're almost there, once it comes out in public in a couple of months, or less than a couple of months, I would say. But definitely, if you want to see smart switching, the booth is the best place to come check it out.
Yeah, I saw it at ISE, and it was awesome demo. So you definitely want to check that out. And, you know, it's amazing how you've really helped steer meeting equity in the right direction. So congratulations with that. Congratulations with your sustainability efforts. Definitely go by and see Logitech. Of course, you can go to logitech.com and see this stuff now on their website. We also covered it at ravepubs.com. And of course, all of our Infocom coverage is at ravepubs.com/Infocom. So if you want to see what we've covered so far, all those articles are there. But we'll cover it at the show as well. Nathan, thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you at the show.
Likewise, Gary. Great to see you again. Cheers.
Great to see you too, and thanks for watching, everyone.